WKNR Dearborn, The Bob Green Show with Most Music.
WKNR, turn back those hands of time. Hello there, it's Monday. It certainly is. How you doing? Bob Green on WKNR, all the music. Now till 3 o'clock this afternoon.
The first of the month when my rent is due, Mrs. Kingsley hurries down from Fifth Avenue with a check in her hand and a kiss on her lips. She's a patron of the arts. Big if I stay with her a while, and then I love her, though I really don't love her.
Holly goes softly from my bedside. Holly goes softly from me. I belong to the lady who keeps me from hunger. Get the picture, I'm not free.
Go softly. Oh, I'm sorry. Go softly. All right, the cornerstone on WKNR. Bob Green with you for Monday.
Man, that's what I call a clean machine. Real clean.
Purolator keeps a clean machine.
Look, I don't want a clean machine. I demand it.
Pure Elator keeps a clean machine.
What are you doing about air pollution? Not talking, doing. You can do one thing. Have your car filters changed. Because if they're worn out, they're adding pollutants to the air. Play it safe. Get new Purolator air, gas, and oil filters installed in your car. They'll do a better job than other filters. Deliver more power. Give quicker pickup. Help fight air pollution. Remember, Purolator filters are warranted for use on General Motors, Ford, American Motors, and Chrysler cars. So do your share to clean the air. Buy Purolator now.
Purolator keeps a clean machine.
Gene Marolis. Oh, what a great, great guy, Gene Marolis. He's got the reason goodbye on Ford Road just west of Merriman. That's where money saving deals begin.
So, Mr. Marolis, you've got the best Chevrolet deals in town, huh?
Oh, I don't gamble. I price them low, high trades, best service, just don't gamble. Never did believe in gambling.
Oh, I bet I can find a better deal than yours.
You want to bet?
Gene Marolis, what a great, great guy.
I'll pay you 200 to 1.
Hey, listen. Join the war against high car prices at Gene Marolis Chevrolet. Ford Road West of Merriman and Garden City. You can't help but be a Vina, friends. Partly sunny this afternoon, off and on. Partly cloudy tonight. Keter temperature's 33.
I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah.
Bob Green for a Monday, March 30. Tim Blady, key to word of the day today. Let's go with the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. It's called Loveland. Charles Wright entertains first.
I have heard all about Loveland and all of its mission. But I know I'll never get to Loveland unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Got to take me with you. Please take me with you. How I just love to walk now that I'm holding feet hand in hand with you where all the love is.
The Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Loveland. 1211 WKNR. Much more music time. Bob Green with you. Thank you for coming along. It's Lulu Baby. Oh, me.
Oh, my.
To make you laugh, I'd play the fool for you.
But I'm crazy. Al Morgan. The city's chief executive moves on a very thorny issue. The full story from WKNR's Vincent Smith.
Mayor Gribbs, under fire in recent days for failing to act on the problems of Detroit General Hospital, today announced a series of moves on that issue. For starters, he's recommended to council the establishment of a new city department to supervise the hospital. Gribbs is calling for a department of hospitals headed by a commissioner and funded in his 1970-71 budget. He says Charter Amendment B, approved by voters last fall, allows this interim approach. Of a more immediate problem-solving nature is his disclosure of a beefed-up appropriation for the hospital in his forthcoming city budget to the tune of about $4.6 million. Vincent Smith, WKNR News, City County Building.
A hearing in Lansing today on Michigan Blue Shield's request for a rate increase. The hike, nearly 16%. Also covered in the hearing, a Blue Cross request for nearly 4% more. A spokesman for the UAW urged the State Insurance Commission to refuse the Blue Shield rate hike. Marcellus Ivory said that the current pattern of Blue Shield rate increases would double the cost of physician services every 2 years. The axe fell in the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and when the smoke cleared, two deputies were fired and another faces a trial board hearing. The actions came in the wake of prisoner escape from security at receiving branch of Detroit General Hospital and from the county jail. All prisoners were recaptured in the escapes Friday and Saturday. Sheriff William Lucas tells us...
The hospital is in the business of dispensing medical assistance to the people of Wayne County. They're not in the business of security. That's our business. So that I'm satisfied with the medical assistance that I received at General Hospital. The matter of security is something that we will have to sit down and discuss, and I intend to do that in the next 2 days.
Sergeant Paul Pasiorek and Patrolman Herman Rogers, the fire deputies, the one facing trial board, was not named. Sergeant Pasiorek is not new to shakeups in the department. He was fired in 1965 and reinstated in 1969 in a ticket-fixing scandal. In all likelihood, the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office will appeal a Southfield judge's ruling today. District Court Judge Clarence Reed Jr. dismissed abortion conspiracy charges against Dr. Jesse Ketchum and his wife Judith. Judge Reed upheld the defense motion that Michigan's abortion law is unconstitutional, indefinite, and vague. We talked moments ago with Oakland Chief Assistant Prosecutor Arnold Schiffman and asked for a reaction.
At this point, we've not had the opportunity to read the transcript of the judge's opinion, but our initial reaction would be that this matter will be referred to our appellate section, and after a reading of the transcript, the appellate section will take over from there and most likelihood file an appeal in that particular case.
Dr. Ketchum and his wife were arrested in January in a raid on a Southfield hotel. They are alleged to be involved in an abortion ring covering several states. Pickets remain at the University of Michigan. A student strike in support of demands by the Black Action Movement continues today at the Ann Arbor campus, despite marathon meetings between President Robin Fleming and BAM leaders. Air travel continues today as it has for the past week. Slow. At Detroit Metro, six air traffic controllers called in sick today. That had been about the average here. Accordingly, major airlines have cut their schedules nationwide to eliminate long delays. A third Democratic candidate for governor emerged today. Not unexpectedly, State Senator Sander Levin announced he's in the race. In his announcement statement, Levin let it be known that he is urban-oriented.
Our hard-pressed metropolitan areas turn over a disproportionate share of their resources to state government and taxes. But the state then turns its back on metropolitan needs, and the lives of millions are shortchanged.
Levin, a former Democratic state chairman, now opposes another former state chairman, Zoltan Ferency, and Detroit Representative George Montgomery for the candidacy. Cambodia has announced that it will return the hijacked American ammunition ship Columbia Eagle. That ship, loaded with bombs, was seized by two crew members 2 weeks ago and taken into Cambodian waters. The Pentagon discloses that Russia test-fired two big long-range missiles with multiple warheads into the Pacific during the weekend. A Pentagon spokesman says the Russians could be approaching the point at which they could make a deployment decision with this series of tests. The Supreme Court has ruled that a convicted prisoner has the right to demand a jury trial before he can be committed to a mental hospital. It upheld a Washington Appeals Court decision in the case of a prisoner who had been sent to a mental hospital without a hearing. WKNR weather partly sunny this afternoon, a high near 40. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, a low tonight about 23. Winds are from the east at 7 miles an hour, humidity 59%. The present temperature reading 33 degrees. Repeating the key story at this hour, Mayor Gribbs, responding to increased criticism about conditions at Detroit General Hospital, is calling for the establishment of a new city department of hospitals to oversee operations and a beefing of appropriations for Detroit General. With WKNR News, Al Morgan. With Keener Music, Bob Green.
Which is doing very well. 1222, Bob Green. WKNR, much more music time. On a Monday, hey, baby. University of Michigan's Concert Dance Organization presents their Spring Dance Concert at Ann Arbor's Lydia Mendelson Theater Friday at 8:30 p.m. and Saturday at 2:30 and 8 p.m. Get out there, will you?
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free.
Bye.
WKNR, it's 1225, Bob Green. On a Monday, key to word of the day today is Tim Blaney.
Thank goodness, thank goodness.
Thank goodness the folks at Wilson still remember how to make a Frank. That's the father of the hot dog and wiener, you know. And father is still head of the family. You see, Wilson starts with marvelous meat, lean beef, tender pork. Then they add special spices and smoke those Franks the way Franks are supposed to be. That's what it takes to be a Wilson Frank.
Thank goodness.
Marola Chevrolet's service department are very jumpy these days. They feel like someone's watching over their shoulders. And someone is. We call him the watchman. He's your personal service representative. He tells you what's wrong, what's needed to fix it, and then checks up on every operation. And he won't stand for sloppy work or out-of-line prices. He's on our payroll, but he's on your side.
Gene Marola's, what a great, great guy.
Oh, it's amazing. Never was a better time to buy Chevrolet than right now at Gene Marola's Chevrolet. Fighting high prices. It sounds like a Chinese dish again. High car prices on Fort Road, west of Merriman and Garden City. Holy moly.
Gene Marola, WKNR. Many a deer have to fall. But it's all in the game.
But nonetheless, it's all in the game, isn't it? That's the name of the song, 1958. Tommy Edwards entertaining you. 1230 on WKNR Dearborn with Bob Green. Good to have you aboard. Funkadelic, do it. I got a thing, you got a thing. Everybody's got their thing.
Come on.
everybody's got their thing. I got a thing, the name of the LP, From Whence It Cometh, and of course, that is Sound of the Funkadelic, the Big D. 1232, WKNR, much more music time, 11, make it 12 hits in a row. This is record 3 of 12. Bobby Sherman entertains, easy come and easy go.
I'm taking a shade out of the sun. Whatever may think that I was number one. I ought to know, easy come, easy go.
More music time, playing 12 in a row for you. Partly sunny this afternoon, the high near 40, partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight about 23, tomorrow's high 38, keener temperature 33 now. So there you are, man. Mark Lindsay, WKNR hit preview called Miss America. There she goes.
As a young girl, she ran wild, freely gave herself to men who understood. She lay naked in the sun, giving birth to what was clear and strong and good. Oh Lord, to hear her laugh was to know a joy that drove her soul insane. And she leads you down a path through the river valleys etched in summer rain.
Miss America, Miss America, I love.
singing peaceful songs for you and me. And I've heard her in tears, and I'm glad to say she's still alive and free. Oh Lord, her loving eyes casting ripples neath the sun without a sound.
America, WKNR, hit preview on Key to 13, where you know you're going to hear all the music. Barbara Streisand and Hello Dolly, now at the Americana Theater, special holiday matinees every day at 2 p.m. and evenings at 8:15. Hello Dolly, it's nominated for 7 Academy Awards, and at the Americana Theater, rated G for Glorioski, all right? Bob Green with all the music, this is Norman Greenbaum. In many years, I decided to get a kite for my son and fly it, you know. It was very windy, it was very nice. And I got one of these new ones, and we got 400 feet of string. And I want to tell you, if you were driving a 10-mile road yesterday about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and this thing came swooping down on you, it was my kite. I lost control of it. It went, had to be about 4 miles it went. Anyway,
burn of this guy. Just thought I'd tie that in. I should have tied it out.
WKNR, Keener, go. In the town where
I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines.
Sound of the Beatles on WKNR, key to 13. Golden as we hit another goal. 1967, called Love I Saw in You Was Just a Mirage. Smokey Robinson and those miracles do it.
There you were, beautiful. The promise of love was written on your face. You left me alone with untrue kisses. Off your head. Telling me goodbye.
lot of songs, doing a lot of things for the Motown organization, and of course, a real VIP in Motown, and that is Love I Saw in You. It's just a mirage. WKNR, 7th of 12 heavy hits in a row, right here with Michael Parks.
Going down that lonesome highway, bound for the mountains and the plains. Sure ain't nothing here gonna tie me. Got some friends I'd like to see again. One of these days I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging round. Going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. I'm gonna settle down, but till I do, I won't be hanging around. Going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way. Yes, I'm going down that long, lonesome highway, gonna live life my way.
Much more WKNR.
12:49, WKNR, much more music time, which is nice to have at WKNR. All right, let's go with this one, baby. Fabulous Counts. Get down, people. WKNR, much more music time, as we do 12 heavy hits in a row.
Which way you going, Billy? Can I go too? Which way you going, Billy? Can I go with you?
Valley. WKNR song is number 9 this week. 1255 on WKNR. Partly sunny this afternoon. Should be high near 40. It's 33 right now. Low tonight about 23. And cloudy and mushy and all that sort of thing tomorrow. It's going to be. Go with the Guess Who as we do 12 hits in a row on a Monday, March 30th. Tim Blady, WKNR Word of the Day today. This is American Woman, you know. Dearborn, this is Bob Green with all the music.